This past Tuesday was primary election day here in New Jersey. As usual, turnout was low, and while these elections typically rubber stamp what was expected, this time, well, a couple of surprises. And, of course, some dashed hopes, obviously. Over in the 5th District, Frank Pallotta won that race. Of course, it was his opponent, Nick DiGregorio, who had won the line in Bergen County, but Pallotta made up the difference in Passaic and Sussex. In the 11th, it was a tight race, finally going to former Assistant Passaic County Prosecutor Paul DeGroot. Before any vote was cast on Tuesday, the incumbents Josh Gottheimer, Bill Pascrell, Tom Malinowski, Mikey Sherrill, they all knew they'd be on the ballot in November 8th because they were either in races that were uncontested or they faced token competition. Speaking of Malinowski, that's the 7th Congressional District. There'll be a rematch, once again doing battle with Tom Kane Jr. This is already getting national attention. Republicans are pointing to this seat as one that they need to win in order to flip the House. You look back to 2020, Malinowski won the district by only 5,000 votes and now has to defend a district that's a bit less friendly to Democrats after the congressional maps were redrawn. In the 10th District, Representative Donald Payne Jr. once again will be the Democratic nominee, one of the bluest districts in the state. But people were watching because there were some far-left candidates going against Representative Payne, and they wanted to see whether a far-left candidate can make any inroads in a race like this, in a district like that. Didn't happen. Trump endorsed only one candidate here in New Jersey, Jeff Van Drew, the incumbent in South Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, who he also won, by the way. That was another race where someone wanted to see if a non-Trump Republican could get a win. No, that didn't happen. Maybe the most interesting of the congressional races this past Tuesday, on the GOP side, we had businessman Bob Healey winning against gym owner Ian Smith. Now, Healey will take on two-term Democratic Representative Andy Kim this fall. Healey, who was a former punk rocker, he co-owns new Gretna-based Viking Yacht Company. Now, this might be interesting as well in the general election because Kim's district is in play in November. Healey's raised just about $900,000, last figure he had as of May 18th on Lynch's campaign, an additional roughly $250,000, while the map approved by the state's Independent Redistricting Commission made the district more Democratic. We have the Cook Political Report saying that Healey's fundraising counterbalances that redistricting. In addition, the National Republican Congressional Committee added Healey to its list of potentially strong GOP challengers. Certainly recognition that Ian Smith would not have received. Again, he was you might remember that name. He's the co-owner of Attila's Gym down in Belmar. And he won notoriety, I guess we could say, among conservatives in not just New Jersey, across the country, because he was one of those who defied Governor Murphy's COVID-19 lockdown orders. Remember, Murphy ordered all gyms, casinos, movie theaters to shut down back in March of 2020 as COVID-19 spread throughout the state and nation, come to think of it. But, nope, Smith reopened his gym in May of 2020. Then he fought the state local authorities. He and his partner wound up being arrested and fined, lost their business license. They sued the state. Lawsuit got tossed out, and Belmar Borough Council voted in August of 2020 to revoke the license for the gym. And in March of this year, Smith got arrested, charged with drunken driving. Oh, there's a little bit more, too, about Mr. Smith. He traveled to Washington. Mr. Smith went to Washington, see? Wasn't just a movie. I mean, January 6, 2021, he spoke at a rally before the insurrection. Smith said he didn't breach the U.S. Capitol with the protesters, but he was there.